This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where with all of the disturbing news that is hitting the United States right now, the details of the Derek Chauvin, George Floyd trial, which are emerging right now, continued calls to defund the police, a surging murder rate at the same time. The biggest surge in the murder rate in 50 years. In 50 years. And all around the country. What region of the country is it worst? We will tell you on the Michael Medved Show. And the head of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, tearfully informs the American people, hey, it's not over yet regarding COVID-19. Yes, the vaccinations are helping, and yes, there is good news that we are getting vaccinated at a rapid rate. But meanwhile, the number of cases and the number of hospitalizations, well, the number of cases is up. The number of hospitalizations down slightly, deaths down slightly. We are far from done with this virus. So what do we do next? And speaking of viruses, a virus of stupidity on American college campuses, a communist speaker, and when I say a communist speaker, I'm not using that in sort of a loose terminology. I'm talking about a former candidate for office of the Communist Party of the United States, is paid $200 a minute to speak at a university that is known to be somewhat conservative. Why? Why would that be? And then some good news and bad news about sort of the ultimate fate of all of us. The good news, it seems to me, the chaos of God is not going to strike the earth and destroy it in 2069. Now, this is not some kind of evangelist who has made that kind of prediction. It's not a self-described prophet. It's scientists who had said the Earth would be struck by the Chaos of God asteroid, as it's called, in 2069, a very brief 47 years from now. And since I know we all plan to be around 47 years from now, you'll be pleased to know, never mind, the asteroid changed course. And not such good news. Despite that blessing, for the first time ever in the Gallup poll, a majority of Americans, a majority, over 50%, just to make it clear, are no longer affiliated with a church, synagogue, mosque, or religious institution of any kind. Why is religious affiliation going down so dramatically? And it's not just because of the pandemic, though, yes, that is a factor. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The George Floyd trial is underway. And it, of course, is riveting. It's moving. It's horrifying. Some of the details today, they were speaking to a series of eyewitnesses who came upon George Floyd during the more than 9 minutes that Officer Chauvin had him on the ground and had his knee on his neck. It's horrifying. But it's also horrifying that a member of Congress of the United States would come out and say this at a time that this trial is going on, and again, engendering such profound feelings and such profound dangers for this great country. Maxine Waters was appearing on Spectrum News One in Southern California. Listen to what she had to say. This is clip five.
Why do you think this country has such difficulty learning from history and making real changes when it comes to violence and injustice done to black people?
I believe that it stems from the history of this country. It stems from slavery, when whites were absolutely in charge and they absolutely controlled the lives of people and their families. If they decided to separate families and send the boys in one direction, the girls in another direction, the mothers to the big house, I mean, they've always been in charge. And I think that this thinking about the need to control, the need to, you know, make sure that people stay in their place, so-called, has been, you know, what has been basically what has happened in America for all of these years. And I think it continues in various ways, sometimes a little bit more sophisticated ways. But the police, I think, really believe and in some ways are led to believe that their greatest challenge and their greatest chore is to keep, you know, black people in their place.
Okay. Their greatest challenge, their greatest chore is to keep black people in their place. Well, if that's the case, if you look at every measure of progress, economic, educational, cultural progress, the police haven't been doing a very good job, have they? I mean, they've been doing a great job, actually, in reducing the levels of crime, so that even with the surge in murder rates that went on in 2020, and the numbers are stunning, we'll get to that in a moment, but even with that, the overall rate of murder is well below what it was in the 1980s and 1990s. The decline in violence rate kind of ended at the beginning of this new century, and now, of course, we have this murder surge. But the claim that basically white people are in charge as they were in slavery, that black people are still in a condition of slavery, what does she say about her own life? She's been in Congress for decades. And the representation in Congress, the representation in the judiciary, the representation in the Senate, the representation in the president's cabinet, for goodness sake, where, yes, so Biden has actually kept his promises. And there are very prominent members of color of his cabinet at every level. And this is not a situation where the police are, quote, keeping people in their place. And for goodness sake, if you look at the way our judicial system is operating right now, in the trial of Derek Chauvin about the killing of George Floyd, doesn't that say something about the fact that yes, America is committed to rule of law, and if it turns out that a jury of his peers, and they have a very diverse jury of men and women and black and white and people who are of other races, people who are mixed race, it's a diverse jury with two diverse alternates. They originally had three, they sent one alternate home. With all of that going on, the notion that we would have a congresswoman of the United States who would buy into a question that suggests that there has been no black progress in this country. Fortunately, with another area of racism where there are legitimate concerns, that is racism against Asian Americans, there are two Asian Americans, both of whom are fairly remarkable figures, who have in a very dramatic way spoken up against this notion that Asian Americans are somehow subjugated, persecuted, underground, under the heel of some kind of American racism. That is simply not true. We'll get to those declarations, very dramatic ones too, and much more coming up on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a new poll. It's not a poll from any conservative organization, though the results are going to be very encouraging to all conservatives. The poll is about support for the program which many Democrats, including Democrats in high places like the Congress of the United States, clearly favor. The poll is about defund the police. And it turns out that when that people are asked, do you support the defund the police movement? 58% of Americans say, no, I'm opposed to it. So majorities of everybody. And how many people are in favor of defund the police movement, according to this new Ipsos USA Today poll? 18%. The poll also suggested low support among Democrats and black Americans for defund the police. Just 28% of black respondents and 34% of Democrats backed the campaign, according to the poll. Look, I know that there is some hope on the left that the details of the Derek Chauvin trial in Minnesota are going to change the public's view and get more people to favor defund the police. I don't believe that to be true. Look, I think that the evidence is extraordinarily clear that Derek Chauvin was a troubled cop. There were a total of 19 complaints against him in different police departments. And this is an analogy that rock star Greg Tomlin made, and it's correct. It's scandalous. They have to find a better way. When somebody has a problem with one, the police department, you just don't move him over to another police department. There has to be some kind of means of designating cops who have a problem. And this particular cop very clearly did. It's very much like some of the Catholic priests who had the horrible problem of bad behavior with young people, violating their vows, violating church teaching. And very often they would just be shuttled from one parish to another without any record or any knowledge of the new parishioners that the priest had this kind of problem in his background. That background is enormously important. But it's also enormously important to when you have something where it's 58%, where 84% of Republicans, 67% of whites, almost two-thirds of blacks also oppose defund the police. Now, why would that be? It's because black people are the main victims of crime in the United States, disproportionately impacted by criminality. And the only way to combat criminality is not sending in more social workers. It's better policing. That's what made the difference in this country beginning in around 1980. The poll also examined support for redirecting police funds to social services. Only 43% of respondents supported that idea, while more than half opposed the proposal. The Defund the Police movement, writes The Hill, has placed a wedge among Democrats on Capitol Hill. The campaign is backed by leading progressives in the party, like AOC, of course, while more moderate members have spoken out against the initiative, which is why it's not going to go anywhere. I mean, it is overwhelmingly rejected by the American people. And part of the reason it's so overwhelmingly rejected is there's a piece in Vox, and Vox is a liberal posting location. It is without question a website and a news aggregator that leans to the left. And yet Vox, in a very fine piece by German Lopez, I hope to have him on, he has a 2020's historic surge in murders explained. The 2020 murder surge is the largest increase in violence we've seen since 1960, when we started collecting formal crime statistics. So said John Roman, who's quoted in this piece. He's a criminal justice expert at the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago, told me. And he's not just talking about Chicago. He says we've never seen a year-over-year increase even approaching this magnitude. And what is the magnitude nationwide in terms of the increase in the rate of murders? It's 25%. It's worst in the Midwest, where it's 31%. And in the West Coast, where it's 26%. I mean, when you're talking about all of those lives and how dramatic this is, the surge is from a relatively low baseline, writes Vox. It comes after decades of drops in murders and crime more broadly in the U.S., and the total number of murders is still far lower than it was for much of the 1990s and before. But that's one reason the surge is so alarming. It breaks decades of relative peace across the country, one that had continued with only minor fits and starts from 1994 to at least 2014. We still don't know why murders surged last year, says John Roman of the National Opinion Research Center. Experts have some theories. The COVID-19 pandemic's disruptions to everyday life, a breakdown of police-community relations related to all of the demonstrations and the defund the police movement, and all of the reaction to the George Floyd death and what followed. And also, they report that they think that an increase in this rate of murders might be an increase in the number of guns purchased. But that, I think you could make a case that it has something to do with the increased rate of suicide. But this is all a conjecture at the moment in terms of trying to figure out what the reasons are. The author of this piece, German Lopez, writes, one or all of these factors could have played a role, but there could also be other reasons we don't know about yet. And look, it's a serious matter. And it's one of those reasons that one of the things that people talk about in America in general is losing faith in our institutions. And if we lose faith in law enforcement, if we lose faith in the criminal justice system to try to keep us safe from these hideous murders, then we're losing a great deal. There actually is one encouraging wrongdoer, somebody who attacked police officers with Molotov cocktails. He did that during BLM riots in Seattle. And he's going away. He's going away for one. We'll tell you about that and more coming up on the MedVet Show, 1-800-955-1776.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Michael MedVet Show.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A camera is being allowed into a South Texas migrant facility. Border Patrol allowing a camera at the Donna facility on Tuesday, where they described how agents process unaccompanied illegal immigrant minor cases. One agent saying children can call home every 48 hours or so. People under the age of 18 seeking asylum in the United States are only supposed to be held a total of 72 hours, that number being far exceeded. The White House is criticizing the long-awaited COVID report from the World Health Organization. Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters the report on on the origins of the pandemic lacks transparency.
The report lacks crucial data, information, and access. It represents a partial and incomplete picture.
The 123-page report also calls it extremely unlikely that the virus leaked from a lab. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on The Michael Medved Show.
And on The Michael Medved Show, we will bring you some of the opening statements, some of the opening laying out of the case from the Derek Chauvin trial. Of course, this is being hyped up for ratings as another trial of the century, even though unlike most of the trials of the century, I don't think there's much doubt about what happened here. A lot of it's on tape. The question is the context and to what extent the officer will be held responsible. He will be held responsible, but whether he's convicted of third-degree murder or second-degree murder or second-degree manslaughter, that remains to be seen. Let me go to Jeremy in Aberdeen, Washington. Jeremy, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call. I'm calling in regards to the defunding the police. As far as I'm concerned, I think the solution with the murder, it has typically deal with just within the black community, and the answer doesn't lie within the police or, you know, white individuals. I believe the black community is brought up on violence, and it's initiated by their music. It's their culture. Drugs, violence, shooting cops, that's something that's taught
to them by themselves
at a young age.
Don't you think that's a little bit, in fact, more than a little bit, that's way simplistic? You know that also a disproportionate number of people in the black community you're talking about are churchgoers. Do you think all of those people who are going to church every week are engaged in violence and low-life activity?
I believe that those churchgoers go home and buy the same R&B cassette tape or CD or music for their children to listen to, which promotes violent shooting police officers and drugs. And there's not too much African music that promotes anything other than that.
Hold on. You do understand that the majority of violent crime in the United States, the largest group for violent crime in terms of raw numbers is white people. You're right, it's disproportionate. Black people are disproportionately victims, and they're disproportionately perpetrators. But you're making it sound like what you said, which I think is incredibly wrong, and frankly, it's offensive, okay. Jeremy.
Okay.
Is what you said is when you said this is not really a problem in the white community. There's a white perpetrator who just got arrested and he's sentenced to 3 years, 6 months of prison time for throwing Molotov cocktails at cops. And he's a very white guy.
I don't believe that the cop was right in this instance at all. I don't. But I do
Do you think the Edmonds man who was throwing Molotov cocktails at police cars during a Seattle riot, do you think that he was influenced by white culture, by the music he listened to?
I guess that would just be a question of, yes, probably. Where else would it stem from?
Bad guy. He's a loser. He's 21 years old. I don't know if he had a previous criminal record. But
well, either going to be drugs or mental health is going to be the issue. You have two problems.
Are you suggesting to me that drugs and mental health are not an issue in the black community?
I think that's the biggest problem in all of our communities that are causing this problem.
Okay, I understand, but then you're breaking down. Hold on. Then you've just abandoned this idea that the problem of violence is only a black problem, which is simply not true.
That's not what I'm saying. I didn't say it's only a black problem. I'm saying their influence. I don't know. I had too many of my friends that are black have too many George Strait albums in their car that they listen to when they pick me up. My point is there's a constant influence that fluctuates between the different age groups within the black community, you know, and the younger white community that promotes violence and shooting cops and drugs and alcohol.
I wrote about this in my book, Hollywood versus America, back in 1992. It's not R&B. R&B is classified differently from hip hop.
I agree.
There is gangster rap, which without question, there were very major stars who glorified the killing of cops. But to suggest,
can you name one rapper
that
right
this
now
is,
does not promote drugs and violence?
I beg pardon?
Can you name one rapper right now that does not promote drugs and violence?
Sure, Lin-Manuel Miranda,
who
Hamilton, which is one of the best. In other words, what you're doing is trying to blame everything on one style of music.
No, I'm not saying blame. I'm saying influence carries a lot of the weight. There's no blame.
Okay, but
we blame ourselves.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with this. Okay, Jeremy, think about this for a moment. When did the decline in crime, the dramatic decline in crime, begin? And it's nationwide, it's historic, we've never had anything like it. When did that decline in crime begin?
When people were busy doing something besides sitting around doing nothing.
No, it actually began in the late 80s, early 90s, at precisely the same time that hip-hop music began being very popular.
The job market was booming. I bet you people were busy. And when we
Wait. What I'm suggesting is you were trying to suggest a connection between hip-hop music and an increase in the crime rate. Actually, when hip-hop music became a factor, the crime rate didn't increase. It actually went down. It went down dramatically. I'll tell you why it went down dramatically. We had a very successful war, and it was a war against crack cocaine, which had caused so much problems in big cities, particularly in the East Coast. Oh, by the way, where you live in Aberdeen, is there a crime problem?
Of course.
Okay. Do you know what the percentage of the racial composition of Aberdeen is?
There is it lacks diversity entirely. There's very few.
That's one way to put it. Okay, Aberdeen is 96% white, and with a crime rate of 45 per 1,000 residents, Aberdeen has one of the highest crime rates in America compared to all communities of all sizes. But that's not because of race, is it?
I understand that. It's by population.
Right, right. I understand. But the population is 96% white. Look, what I'm saying is that one of the things that is fundamental about our country is not judging people by the shade of their skin or even by the music they listen to. And look, I'm not a fan of some of the edgier, grosser, more violent, stupidly violent excesses sometimes of gangster rap, but it's not soaring right now. You can't blame, oh, all of a sudden there's this new form of music. This form of music was becoming popular at a time when crime was going down. And what crime going down has to do with, I think, much more profoundly, is questions about effective policing, which we have been blessed with for many years in this country, and we still would be blessed with if the police would be given the support they need, both by our politicians and by the general public. And also, it has to do with religious influence. I began the show by mentioning for the Gallup poll, for the first time, shows that only a minority of Americans, and this is of all races, are affiliated in any way with a religious institution, church, synagogue, or mosque. We will be right back with more on that and more. Jeremy, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're a nice guy, Michael, but you're wrong, wrong, wrong.
The Michael MedVet Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/medved for this special offer. discovery.org/medved.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a great deal to be encouraged about right now in the United States, particularly a truly eloquent statement by a great, great federal judge who, by the way, was on Trump's short list for the Supreme Court of the United States. He's an outstanding, conservative, patriotic, Asian American judge speaking out against the notion that Asian Americans are victims here in the United States, or that anyone is by nature, who lives in this great country, some sort of a victim. Gratitude more than grievance is a way that we can elevate ourselves and our country. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I mentioned the sentencing of this individual from Edmonds, Washington. His name is Kelly Jackson. And here's the story from Cairo 7 TV. It says an Edmonds man was sentenced to 3 years. It's actually 3 years, 4 months. It's 40 months. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison on Monday, yesterday, for torching Seattle police cars during a George Floyd protest that turned violent past year. This, by the way, is a pudgy white guy. Investigators say surveillance video shows 21-year-old Kelly Jackson throwing two Molotov cocktails and burning two police cars during the May 30th, 2020 protest that turned into a riot in downtown Seattle. According to case records, after a protest in downtown, police had videos of a suspect, a white man in distinctive clothing, using glass containers with a flammable substance and a wick to try to burn two police vehicles. After an anonymous tip, thank you to whoever made the tip, Jackson was identified as a suspect. Authorities said cell phone records show Jackson was in the area at the time of the fires. Police also obtained videos that show Jackson traveling into Seattle with at least one of the glass bottles with a wick. Other videos show Jackson throwing one Molotov cocktail into a police vehicle, then hiding himself in the crowd and jumping up and down with joy after his crime. So said a news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Washington. Police said another video shows the second Molotov cocktail thrown at the windshield of a police vehicle, bouncing off and exploding in flames on the sidewalk outside the Nordstrom store. And, of course, everybody knows right where that is. Do you know what is incredible to me? And this is true. This is obviously part of a demonstration on the extreme left. The Antifa crowd and people of that nature, I don't know if this individual has any ties with Antifa or anything like that, but he was there at that demonstration lighting his Molotov cocktails and throwing them. What's amazing to me is people who come to these things on the far left and on the far right, the people who came to the Capitol building on January 6th, they film it! What the heck do you think? What the heck do you think is going to be the consequence if all of this is on tape? When authorities reviewed Jackson's internet activity, it showed that he looked up information on several occasions on how to make Molotov cocktails. Also, great plan. Jackson clearly planned not to come and peacefully protest, but to come and perpetuate criminal acts, said the ATF Seattle Special Agent in Charge, Jonathan McPherson. We respect everyone's right to free speech, but free speech does not come in the form of a Molotov cocktail. His premeditated actions and complete disregard for the safety of those around him warrant this sentence. He's sentenced to 40 months in prison, and then after that, 3 more years of supervised release. If you have to look up how to make a Molotov cocktail to try to burn a police car, and by the way, it's an unbelievable thing. It's an unbelievable thing when you talk about the allegation that it's all from some certain kind of music. Is it possible that this individual was inspired by a certain kind of music? And what about the two white serial killers? And yes, I know one of them was a Syrian American. He still is classified as white, according to our Census Bureau, in Colorado and in Atlanta. That just for Jeremy. There was this, the opening statement, or part of the opening statement, in the Derek Chauvin trial, laying out the case that Officer Chauvin acted way excessively. Listen to clip one.
We plan to prove to you, plan to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Mr. Chauvin was anything other than innocent on May 25th of 2020. And our second objective, ladies and gentlemen, is to bring you the evidence. And you will be able to hear Mr. Floyd saying, please, I can't breathe. Please, man, please. In this 9 minutes and 29 seconds, you will see that as Mr. Floyd is handcuffed there on the ground, he is verbalizing 27 times, you will hear. In the 4 minutes and 45 seconds, I can't breathe. Please, I can't breathe. You will see that Mr. Chauvin is kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck and back. He has one knee on his neck, and the knee on his back is intermittently off and on his back, as you'll be able to see for yourself.
And look, it is going to be very, very hard for no matter how effective his attorneys are. And it looks like there are very capable advocates on both sides in this trial. But it's going to be very difficult for Derek Chauvin to somehow make it appear as if he acted appropriately. That was one of the things that his advocate said yesterday. He said he followed exactly his 19 years of training and experience in police departments. Well, that 19 years included 18 complaints against him before the Floyd killing. I think it's going to be a very serious matter and difficult matter. And again, it's one of those things when this trial is over and there is at least some kind of guilty verdict, which I think is extremely likely, would that help to maybe bring the nation a little bit together and to stop absurd statements like the one that was made by Maxine Waters, Congresswoman from L.A., saying that the main job of police officers is to keep black people in their place. The main job of police officers is to try to avert violent crime. And right now, that's a very real problem. This piece that I mentioned to you by over at Vox by German Lopez has a subheading toward the end. It says the surge could subside after COVID-19 or not. Given that the past year was so weird in so many ways, it's entirely possible, he writes, that the murder surge will subside. Some experts at least believe that's possible. I don't think it represents a longer-term shift, says Richard Rosenfeld, a criminologist and one of the authors of the Council on Criminal Justice report. I don't expect that to reverse. But other experts aren't convinced and argue that betting on an inexplicable trend continuing is a big gamble, except with lives on the line. I'm worried it's a permanent shift, said Dr. Roman from the National Opinion Research Center. I think 2021 is going to be a very bad year, maybe even worse than last year. I'm not terribly optimistic that these numbers are going to go back to the 2014 levels anytime in the near future. Look, this has to be a major target, because if there is one issue more than any other, and there's also been a bunch of new research on this that caused people to vote against Joe Biden. It was actually that issue of law and order. And yes, it's important that President Biden continues to oppose defund the police, but we should oppose any talk of defund the police. With all this money, government money, pouring into various public services, there is no public service more important, none, than public safety. Protecting the ones we love in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.